Texas Pact with U.S. Customs and Border Protection gives the Guard full authority to investigate, arrest, and detain migrants for purposes of deporting them. But they must work under the supervision of a CPB official. John Scott reporting.
Yet another of President Trump's cabinet nominees has won Senate confirmation. Pam Bondi is the new U.S. Attorney General. She's vowing to enforce the law free of political considerations. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures are down 61 points. NASDAQ futures off 143. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile have convinced you need unlimited data. Fact is, most people don't. Pure Talk only charges $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data plus hotspot. Stop overpaying for wireless. Dial #250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Federal workers across Baltimore are trying to decide whether to take the buyout offer the Trump administration has extended them. At a public forum last night in Columbia, they discussed their options with Howard County Executive Calvin Ball. Ball said the buyout will affect the thousands of federal workers who live in the county and will have ripple effects across the local tax base, traffic, and general way of life. Federal workers have until tomorrow to make their decision. Baltimore police say they recovered more than 250 guns in the first month of the year, an achievement officials attribute to the dedication of police officers. Last month, Mayor Brandon Scott said police had seized more than 2,500 guns that were illegally owned in the city. In 2023, police recovered a record 2,903 firearms. Mayor Scott says the main focus going forward will remain on removing criminals from the streets. Stein on sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame's class of 2025 will be announced tomorrow night at the NFL Honors Ceremony in New Orleans, and the Ravens will be well represented. Terrell Suggs, Marshall Yanda, and Steve Smith all among the finalists, although Smith would go in as a Panther. The case for Suggs made here by none other than Bill Belichick.
Any player we had to double team on every play,
yeah,
that's Hall of Fame material that's in right. My book. And you couldn't single Suggs. He was so explosive, so powerful, and he was just a matchup nightmare.
Suggs finished his 17-year career eighth all-time with 139 sacks. His 201 tackles for loss is an all-time NFL record. And from one Baltimore football legend to another, the great O.J. Brigance, the only player in football history to win a CFL championship and an NFL championship in the same city. 17 years ago, O.J. was felled by ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, confined to a wheelchair. His wife, Shanda, when they learned of the diagnosis.
Like anyone else, it's shocking. Whether it's ALS or any other disease that's not curable. And even if it is curable, still no one wants to get that news. No one wants to have that type of hurdle to cross.
The Brigance Brigade Winter Soiree is Friday, February 21 at Martin's West. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to BriganceBrigade.org. Coming up in 30 minutes, OV closes the gap. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 9:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Looks and feels like winter today. Cloudy, a few snowflakes, 38. Tonight, a mix of rain, snow, sleet, and freezing rain. And rain and sleet in the morning tomorrow, changing to rain, 45 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 30 degrees in Westminster, 34 in Easton, and 31 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. It is the middle of the week, Wednesday, and I have to say, there I was just minding my own business, and I really was, and I that's not typical of me. I don't usually mind my own business. Brian, the producer, says that's correct. I'm usually minding everybody else's business. That's why I love having this show here on WCBM. But I was, last night, I really was. I was minding my own business. I had a very busy day yesterday, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to sit down, and I'm going to enjoy my food from Vince's Crab House, and I don't want anybody to bother me. That's how I felt. I was going to sit there and just watch the news, unbothered, for an entire hour. That's what I was going to do. But then, for some reason, I decided to, thought about scrolling online like I always do. You know what it is? Maybe I just have ADHD or something. Because I can't seem to just watch TV and just watch TV. Like, I've got to be doing something else at the same time. And so I started scrolling online and I thought, I wonder what everybody else is still saying down there in D.C. about USAID. And I know that they were having even more protests yesterday and again, I just thought, you know, this is such an odd thing for them to protest. You know, Elon Musk, President Trump, all they want to do is open up the books and just make sure that the money that we're sending to other countries isn't, you know, boggled down with waste and fraud and, you know, all the jazz that we don't want as taxpayers. And so I thought, let me see. I'll go see if Johnny O stepped to the mic again yesterday and see what he had to say. And of course, yes, he was. He took to the House floor yesterday. He had some kind of counter or something. He was talking about something. I don't even know. Oh, you know what? He was talking about the fact that they haven't yet voted on legislation that would, affect inflation or all those other things. I keep thinking to myself, does this guy know that he is a legislator? I still don't know if it's hit him yet. Johnny, I know you listen to the show. And we're going to get into how much you love me in a second. But I know how much you listen to the show. You can introduce legislation. If you come up with an idea, an original thought in your own head that you genuinely had yourself, and you decide that you want to take it to the floor, you want to put it in a bill, you want to go around to other offices in Congress, get some co-sponsors on the bill. If you want to tackle inflation, you can. You don't have to wait for somebody else to come up with legislation. Dude, you're the legislator too. I don't know if anybody in your office has informed you yet, but you can do it. The problem is you probably can't do it. And I'll say why. This is why I was saying I was just running my own business last night. I'm scrolling and I'm trying to find some video clips. I'm like, all right, let me see if I find some audio here, what they were saying down there in D.C. And then I noticed, I'm looking at some of the headers on Johnny Olszewski's official congressional page on X, and I noticed the logo was different. The logo was no longer like the Johnny O, the Johnny Zero, where it's kind of like an orange and navy. And the O is like the Orioles O. Because remember he stole the Orioles O during the election cycle? He stole the Orioles O. Now, some people were like, oh, well, that's cute. Because, you know, he's from the Baltimore region. He's a big O's fan. It's cute. Yeah, you can probably say that for that, right? It's cute. But here's what he's done next. So he went from stealing the Orioles logo for his campaign signs during the election cycle to stealing my logo. This guy, he stole my logo, my campaign design. Shout out to Brian Harlan because he actually came up with this design. And that is what I used my entire campaign cycle here in 2024. And I'm just, like I said, I'm scrolling on X, and I went to Johnny's page to see if he had any clips that he posted that he might like and we could talk about today. But yeah, he stole the logo. He stole the entire thing, from the way that it's, from the font, the lettering of his name, to putting the state of Maryland in the top right corner over his last name. This is exactly what I did. So, of course, you know, on my campaign signs, it doesn't say Kimberly Klasick, because that just looks crazy. It says Kim Klasick. And right there by the Kim, over the, you know, the end of the Klasick there, I've got the Maryland state, the state of Maryland, like, you know, just its outline there. And, you know, the top of my sign, gosh, I'm trying to remember. The top of my sign, of course, Kim, that's in navy blue. The state of Maryland itself is in red. And then Klasick's in red. And that was my sign. Right? Again, shout out to Brian Harlan, came up with the design. So as I see Johnny Ochesky's new campaign logo, or even just logo in general for his congressional office, he's got Johnny in a lighter blue. I would say maybe that's a royal blue. Johnny's in a royal blue. To the side of Johnny, you've got the state of Maryland outline. Meanwhile, it's the exact same. This is what's so crazy about it. It's the exact same outline of the state, because you can do it in different ways, right? If you have like a border around it, say you did a different color border around it, things like that. It's the exact same thing. He then puts that in the top right corner, the state of Maryland, and then his last name under the Johnny, and, you know, Ochesky, and under the state of Maryland, and he has that in a darker blue. Now, under that, of course, on my side, it said Kim Klasick for U.S. Congress. Under his sign, it now says 2nd District of Maryland. It's literally, quite literally, the same design. The same exact design. So, of course, I was completely shocked by all of this. I sat there and I looked at, you know, I'm looking at my logo, then I look at his logo, then I look back at my logo, and this is the same thing. This is the same. My eyes are not deceiving me. Like, I knew I had a long day. You ever have such a long day, you're so tired, your eyes are a little blurry? And I'm thinking, no, this is it. He stole it. This guy stole it. Now, there could be different reasons why he stole it, right? He stole it, you know, maybe he didn't steal it directly. Maybe somebody in his office stole it because they thought, oh, whatever, we'll just take this one. Could have happened. Maybe he wasn't in it, you know, in the discussion. Or possibly his campaign manager or somebody, you know, within the campaign, maybe they stole it thinking, oh, if we take her campaign design, maybe she won't run again. Or we'll have this logo for quite some time, and then if she does run, we could say that Kim Klasick stole our logo. Or because they're thinking she could run again, and she has all these signs left over, and we don't want her to use those same signs, so we're going to just go ahead and steal her logo so she has to buy all new signs. Whatever the case may be, this is absolutely shocking. So, of course, I posted it on social media. If you guys want to check it out, it's on my X page, which is Kim K Baltimore, Facebook, Instagram, even LinkedIn, Kimberly Klasick. You got to see this for yourself. And I love the fact that so many of you are sharing it and it's blowing up right now. I appreciate that because I left a voicemail before I came out for the morning tease with the morning drive. I left a voicemail for his congressional office down there on Capitol Hill. I don't think they start answering the phone until 9 o'clock. So I was not surprised that I had to leave a voicemail. It's not surprising. But I just said, hey, look, guys, this is Kim Klasick. Believe it or not, I'm one of your constituents. Hello, how are you doing? I noticed that you stole my campaign logo design. And I said, you got options here. You do. Either you can change it and we can just toss this up as a joke. Or I can make my rounds on national television and I can drag you for filth over it. Those are your options. Those are your options. I can call bookers and producers and we can take this to the national stage. Or you can do the right thing and you can change it immediately. So we'll see what they do. Okay, I'll keep you updated. I'll keep you updated on this. Now, of course, the sign that Johnny had, because it was like Johnny O, and remember everybody was going around to his campaign signs and then kind of like putting the line through the O, making it look like Johnny Zero. Now, first and foremost, I said, you know, we should not be vandalizing campaign signs. That's not cool. And I said that I didn't love the fact that people were vandalizing his signs. I know how expensive they are. I know how, you know, not to say that he was embarrassed, because, you know, once you put your name on a campaign sign, you're expecting some kind of vandalism. You're expecting some of them to be stolen. Like, our big signs were stolen. You expect those kind of things. I'm certain, you know, people putting zero there and then possibly, you know, maybe his daughter or somebody riding by and thinking, well, what happened here? You know, and then you got to kind of explain that people are goofy and do goofy things. And, you know, it is what it is. It comes with the territory, right? But yes, that logo that he had during the election cycle, it was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. And I, you know, everybody took advantage of the fact that it was so bad that they could write Johnny Zero very easily on those signs. But that doesn't mean that you go from stealing the Orioles O to then stealing my logo design. You got to come up with something yourself. You've got to have an innovative idea. You've got to have an original thought in your head. Okay, Johnny, you got to do it. And this is why we were not, you know, we were kind of laughing yesterday. But when he was speaking for USAID and he was saying that it was very dangerous and how dare Elon Musk and everybody, you know, his cronies want to go in and do an audit. And I said, look, you know, he was struggling there because it was clear that his staff, because, you know, once you get to D.C., you get a whole different level of staff down there. It's clear that his staff wrote what he said for him down. The problem is he had a hard time reading it and also looking up to the crowd. And so it takes practice. It does. He's trying, obviously. I've said plenty of times on this show, if the Democrats in Maryland had to really run in a swing state or really run in a very competitive district, they wouldn't make it. They wouldn't make it at all because these guys are so used to people voting blue no matter who, they don't have to really do much, right? They're very mediocre in everything that they do, whether it's their platform, whether it's their mailers, whether if it's, you know, their campaign signs. It's all, you know, speeches that they give. They don't like to debate Republicans because they don't want to be fleshed out. So they're not used to actually doing much. And so now, and this is why it's probably a shock for Johnny to be on Capitol Hill and have to give these speeches and actually be good at public speaking, because he didn't have to do that here, right? He could just mail it in. So, look, Johnny, I understand. I'm going to give you grace on the fact that you are not that great at public speaking just yet, and that's because, you know, you never really had to do it, and that's fine, and you're trying. But at the same time, if you want to step into the light and really put a spotlight on you before you're ready, people are going to be checking you out and they're going to be making comments. And so if you think that nobody was going to notice that you stole the campaign logo design, I'm sorry to tell you that, yeah, I noticed. Other people did too. When we get back, you know, I will just wrap up this conversation. I didn't want to stay on it long. I do want to talk about Gaza and the latest developments there. But before we do that, we're going to go to Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management with today's Morning Market Flash. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Kim. Happy Wednesday. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy Wednesday.
Likewise. So a lot going on here in the market this morning. To give your listeners just a preview before the open here for the stock market this morning. One of the things I forgot to mention, by the way, on Monday earlier this week, Kim, I wanted to report what the market did for the month of January last month, and I did not get a chance to do that Monday, so I apologize. So those stats are the Dow Jones finished the month last month, January, first month of 2025. The Dow was up 4.7%. S&P 500 had a monthly gain of 2.7. The NASDAQ had a 1.6% gain, and the small cap index, the Russell 2000, posting a 2.6% 6% gain for the month of January. But today, again, here this month of February, so far things are a little bit volatile. Markets are, of course, down here pre-market. We had the tech-heavy NASDAQ index in particular impacted by the drop in Alphabet, parent company to Google, and AMD shares in pre-market trading, Kim. The Dow futures are off about 6 points currently. S&P 500 futures are down about 15 points. And the NASDAQ, again, all those tech stocks that make up the NASDAQ index off about 134 points on some of these disappointing earnings in these technology stocks. So, again, Alphabet tumbling 7%. They're discussing, of course, plans for a massive CapEx hike. They also reported that their cloud revenue growth slowed. So they said here yesterday on Tuesday they're going to spend about $75 billion, Kim, yes, that's billion with a B, on their artificial intelligence, their AI build-out this year. That's about 29% more than Wall Street expected. And I think investors are signaling some disappointment based on this cloud revenue miss. So there's a lot of technology stocks that are going to react negatively, unfortunately, to the Google parent company Alphabet and their earnings miss. Some feeling that maybe that may be the trend here for some of the upcoming earnings announcements from other technology stocks. Elsewhere, something new, interesting to point out for your listeners, the U.S. Postal Service has suspended inbound parcels from China, Hong Kong. They said it would temporarily suspend parcels from China and Hong Kong after President Donald Trump ended a trade provision this week used by retailers, including Temu and Shine, to ship some of the low-value packages, the duty-free, to the U.S. Elsewhere, Walt Disney beating earnings targets from the help of their movie Moana 2. They outperformed Wall Street's quarterly earnings estimates, Kim, with results kind of buoyed by strong holiday box office performance, again, from that movie. So there we have it for this morning's Morning Market Flash, Kim. I'll be back on Friday morning.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tim.
Hi, this is Italo, your host at Liberatore's in Bel Air, inviting you to try our outstanding daily specials featuring three-course meals at great fixed price. Tuesday, shrimp night plus $2 off all mules. Wednesday, steak night plus $2 off martinis. Thursday, seafood night plus $2 off sangrias. And Sunday's pasta night with half-price bottles of wine under $60. Come and enjoy the fun. Visit us at 562 Baltimore Pike, or for more info, Google Liberatore's Restaurant in Bel Air.
With all the uncertainty in the world, you should have some cash and backup paper copies of your important documents. Don't be like my friend Bill, who keeps his cash in his mattress. Crestlock.com has a showroom full of safes with Fire & Berg ratings and a full selection of gun safes. We are located at 10015 Plaski Highway in Middle River. Give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800. That's 410-256-7800. Ask for Ashley. She can recommend the best safe that will fit your needs.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before the damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing is in business for over 90 years. Is a third-generation family-owned and operated full-service roofing company specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs and do not use subcontractors. When your roof does need repairing, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. If your roof is showing signs of wear or problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. For roof repair and replacement, that's Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. 0% financing is also available. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700, MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
The news and sports you want. Timely and accurate traffic and weather. And the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. I was just having my little morning rant there. Like I said, we're not going to stay on the topic, but I was complaining that unfortunately you have Congressman Johnny Olszewski. He stole my campaign logo design. I still can't get over that. And it's so brazen. Like, he didn't even wait that long. When was he sworn in? Maybe 3 weeks ago? I guess they had to get it done pretty quickly, right? Because they had to have a new logo. Because the one that he originally had, it was terrible. There was no way that they were going to take that to Congress. The font, it was like the bubble letters. You know what I mean? Like some kid did it or something. It was, it just wasn't professional. It wasn't official. And you know what? That's why I changed my logo just a tad bit in 2024. Because in 2020, I had like a star over the eye on Kim. And I was like, yeah, no, that's, we're not going to be able to do anything with that in Congress. I don't We got to get the star off of there. So we did. We changed it just a little. And then Brian Harlan, he changed the logo up a little bit more and kind of reshaped the font letter, I should say. And so it's crazy that now Johnny Ushesky is using it. And like I said, and there's people commenting saying, oh, you know, he just probably didn't think of anything and thought it was nice. That's not what he's doing, guys. That's not what this is. He didn't think it was a nice logo, and that's why he's using it. He took it because he wants to make it so that I can't use my campaign signs if I choose to run against him again in 2026. That's why they did it. It's a nefarious move on his part. And, you know, for some people in the comments saying, well, maybe he didn't know. He absolutely knew. He absolutely knew. I've had lots of confirmation that he tunes into our show very often because he definitely wants to see what we're going to say about him and he wants to hear some of your commentary, which is interesting because, Johnny, if you ever want to come on Kim Klasick Live, the invitation is there. The invite is there. You can even come here live in studio if you'd like. If you want to call in, you can do that too. You know, and Brian, the producer, will patch you through. You can always come on the show. You don't have to listen and then get angry and, you know, blow up by yourself in your car. You can let it all out here on WCBM. You know, we won't be too upset, and you know, we're not going to go back and forth and spar with one another. I've got pointed questions to ask you. I don't know if you've got answers for us. You know, one would be, why did you vote against the Lake and Riley Act? We heard your sorry excuse, saying that you don't want to deport people that have just been charged with a crime. You would rather wait till they're convicted of a crime. Because you don't think charges, you know, really, you know, they could not, some of them might stick, some of them might not stick. And to you, it's not really a crime if it's something, you know, like shoplifting, things like that. Here's the thing. Many people, I would say the majority of Americans, disagree with you on that. And I noticed that there are a lot of people, you know, complaining in your own comment section on social media about your vote against the Lake and Riley Act. Now, you made that mistake. You then made another mistake by, you know, whining and crying at these protests for USAID as if you personally have been getting kickbacks from the money that has been going to some of these foreign countries. Now, I don't think that's the case. I think you are a rookie. I think you're a freshman congressman. And I don't think that is the case. But the fact that you've decided to stand 10 toes down against an audit, which, again, most people voted for President Trump because he said that he was going to implement the Department of Government Efficiency, and he said that he was going to have Elon Musk make sure that there's a lot less waste when it comes to our tax dollars. There were a lot of people that voted for this, and here you are again on the wrong side of things. These are choices that you're making, and maybe you're fine with that. Maybe you think, oh, well, I'm in Maryland, and nothing will happen to me. I'll still have my seat, and you might be right about that. But, you know, come on. You know, at least have an original thought in your head. That would be nuts. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about the Gaza Strip. That is also going to be the question of the day. Should we acquire the Gaza Strip? We'll talk about it when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump has some big plans for the Gaza Strip. The idea would be to have the U.S. take control of the land, relocating the Palestinians, and then have wealthy nations fund housing construction for them. Along with his plans for Gaza, Mr. Trump has some plans for the upcoming weekend. He will be the first U.S. president to attend a Super Bowl. America has a new attorney general. With a vote in the Senate, Pam Bondi is the new U.S. AG. Pennsylvania's John Fetterman, the only Democrat to join Republicans in voting for Bondi. One person dead, five wounded. A shooting at a cosmetics warehouse in the Columbus suburb of New Albany, Ohio. The suspect is no longer on the scene in what police describe as a targeted attack. And the remains of all 67 people killed in last week's midair collision near Reagan National Airport have been recovered from the Potomac River. This is SRN News.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you snore, you may have sleep apnea. But Dr. Damian Blum of Feel Well Rested has a simple solution, and it's not that cumbersome CPAP mask. Dr. Damian Blum will fit you with a custom-fit mouthpiece if you have sleep apnea. Make an appointment to see Dr. Damian Blum. If you're tired or overweight, clear your throat or snore, you may have sleep apnea. Sleep apnea can cause strokes, heart attacks, memory problems like Alzheimer's or dementia, and even death. Also, there's a connection to diabetes, acid reflux, and erectile dysfunction. Dr. Damian Blum is certified by the American Board of Dental Sleep Medicine, and he's a diplomat of the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine. Most health insurances are accepted, and they are in-network providers for Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Medicare. Call Dr. Damian Blum at Feel Well Rested at 410-744-6088. 410-744-6088. They want to help you feel well rested, too. Call today. 410-744-6088.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
This was Mike Elias last week about his efforts to bolster the Orioles roster ahead of spring training.
We still have the opportunity to explore additions if we can find them, and we'll be doing that the next couple weeks.
Well, they did it yesterday, agreeing to terms with outfielder Ramon Laureano on a one-year deal. The seven-year veteran hit .259 with 11 homers in 98 games last season with the Guardians and Braves. On the ice last night, the Caps hosted the Panthers, and it ended with an Ovi special.
Cleared out by Barabari, Ovechkin's last chance. Did he beat the buzzer? It has to be across the goal line before 0-0-0.
And it was at 19:59 in the third. Joe B. had it on Monumental, number 877 for the grade 8. 18 more, and we got an all-timer. Caps roll over the Panthers 6-3 the final. Big-time lacrosse at United Stadium yesterday. Eighth-ranked Hopkins with their second top 20 win of the week, edging Towson 11-10. Sophomore Hunter Chavette with a hat-trick to lead the Jays. Redshirt freshman Ronan Fitzpatrick in his second career game with 5 goals for the Tigers. Coming up in 30 minutes, a baseball birthday. And that is Stein on Sports.
The clouds are here. Cool temperatures as well. A couple of snowflakes possible today. 38 the high. It's tonight that we start to deal with some wintry weather. A winter weather advisory tonight through tomorrow morning for a mix of rain, snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Some slippery roads likely tonight and early tomorrow. But that will change over to rain later in the day tomorrow. 45 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Be ready for winter at Battery Warehouse, Maryland. Are you prepared for the cold weather and possible power outages? Stock up on batteries for every size and activity. Cell phones, laptops to all-terrain vehicles. Do you need a dependable flashlight? Nebo flashlights are powerful and come in a variety of sizes, and you'll fall in love with every single one. Go to BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com, BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com for your nearest location, and stock up today.
Time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have been providing people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free, exclusively for radio listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483 and speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code OMEGA50 online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle free. Again, use the code OMEGA50. Fortify your heart and support a healthier well-being with Rescue Omega-3.
True Green. Get a golf course quality lawn that's more affordable than you think. Don't wait. Visit TrueGreen.com today and let the pros handle the work while you enjoy the results. That's TRUGreen.com. True Green, the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour.
The Sean Hannity Show.
What have we always talked about? More freedom, limited government, restoring constitutional order. You know, if we're looking at a weaponized Department of Justice, weaponized FBI, and a politicized, you know, intelligence community, then what we have to do is restore these things to their former greatness. And I go out of my way to say what they have done to Donald Trump and others cannot be done to them.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning, happy Wednesday, the middle of the week, and then we heard tonight it's going to get really cold, tomorrow it could be icy. I cannot wait for all of this to end. I cannot wait, but I'm not going to complain too much. It's a blessing to be alive and to be healthy and to be well, and hopefully everybody's having a great morning thus far. We're going to get right into this shocking revelation from President Trump last night. Of course, there are many people discussing what is going to happen next. And this is also surrounding our question of the day. But President Trump was talking about possibly purchasing the Gaza Strip. Yes, if you haven't heard, he absolutely said that yesterday. He had a press conference with the Prime Minister of Israel. I've got some of the audio here for you. Take a listen.
The only reason the Palestinians want to go back to Gaza is they have no alternative. It's right now a demolition site. This is just a demolition site. Virtually every building is down. They're living under fallen concrete that's very dangerous and very precarious. They instead can occupy all of a beautiful area with homes and safety, and they can live out their lives in peace and harmony instead of having to go back and do it again. The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip, and we will do a job with it, too. We'll own it and be responsible for dismantling all of the dangerous unexploded bombs and other weapons on the site, level the site and get rid of the destroyed buildings, level it out, create an economic development that will supply unlimited numbers of jobs and housing for the people of the area. Do a real job. Do something different. Just can't go back. If you go back, it's going to end up the same way it has for 100 years.
All right. And as you heard there, President Trump said that he believed the U.S. should acquire the Gaza Strip. And because I listened to it time and time again, because I wasn't sure if he was saying Trump himself, right, the Trump brand, or was he saying the U.S.? And if you heard there, he said the U.S. So the question of the day, and what I'm asking from you, also you can weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. WCBM.com, the question of the day is posted, and it's up there by Renovation Real Estate. Should the U.S. acquire the Gaza Strip? Yes or no? Should the U.S. acquire the Gaza Strip? So there are a lot of people weighing in on this discussion, and there are a lot of people on both sides. And honestly, when I look at whether they're Republicans or Democrats, it's, you know, it's 50-50 all across the board. Now, many people are, especially in the Republican Party, they're talking about the fact that we were trying our best to move away completely from nation building, right? Some people asking, how much will this even cost us, which is probably the number one question in my mind. Is this just to send a message to Middle East? Some people are asking that as well. Now, I will tell you that this morning, as of an hour ago, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz, he was on CBS, where he confirmed that Trump's proposal to take over Gaza, quote unquote, is really meant to pressure neighboring Arab nations to come up with their own solution. So Mike Waltz says, you know, hopefully it's going to bring the entire region to come up with their own solutions, but he is still considering it. So since he couched it that way, I was like, okay, maybe that's what this is. It's about putting the pressure on those Arab nations. That sounds very reasonable, because for me, and I want to get your take on this, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And if you want to weigh in the text line, you absolutely can. Download the WCBM app. It's free in the App Store. You can text me live right through that app. But for me, I look at this and I say, wow, there's a lot going on here. And, you know, and it's not that President Trump doesn't think about these things beforehand. I'm sure he does. I was also a little taken back because I watched a little bit of it live. I was taken back because I saw the Prime Minister of Israel. He seemed a little shocked when he said it, too. I don't know if you guys noticed that. Maybe it was just him kind of bracing for the shock of the press and everybody that was in the room. I don't know, but he did seem a bit shocked. That President Trump was talking about, you know, the beachfront property. You know, but look, he's a real estate guy. He had on his real estate hat. This is what he does. Now, you know, my other question for this is, will this mean that the U.S. will actually own it completely? And does it actually lead to actual peace? See, there's just so much here. There's so much here. I'm going to go ahead and give you my take. I know, you know, even the guys on the morning drive, they like the fact that Trump is sticking outside the box. And I do like that fact, too. I just don't know if acquiring the Gaza Strip is just something on my bingo card. I don't have it on my bingo card, but you might. You might have it there. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. I've got Alex in Baltimore. Alex, what do you think about this plan?
Yeah, first of all, I think you're mischaracterizing. You said we're going to purchase it. We're going to more like occupy it with our military. I don't know. Because who would we buy it from? I mean, when you say we're going to purchase it, you're talking about, maybe you're talking about from Israel. We're going to give them even more money. They wouldn't owe us Gaza. But I called to take a victory lap because last year, Kamala Harris, during the campaign, said that the United States would rebuild Gaza. And your show and every other conservative show that day was saying, that's crazy. The United States shouldn't have to pay to rebuild Gaza. Why would we get involved? And I called you. I don't know if you remember this.
I remember.
I said, Republican or Democrat, we are going to rebuild that because we do whatever Israel wants. This is everything that Jeffrey Epstein was about. Trump hung out with Epstein. They just give Israel whatever they want. 2 weeks after October 7th, it was leaked that Israel wanted to annex the Gaza Strip. If Trump came out and said, we're going to rebuild Gaza and give it to Israel, people would be up in arms. He's lying to you. He's saying that so that people don't go crazy. Netanyahu looked surprised because that's not the plan. The plan is for you to pay for Israel's new land. And Trump's what a disappointment. You know, we're supposed to bring the troops home from the Middle East, not do another occupation. Ridiculous. This is like the road to Armageddon.
Well, Alex, I do remember you calling in, and I do remember you pointing this out. And I said just now, I don't think we should acquire it. But I do remember you calling in and saying that. So, yes, I do. At the same time, we are bringing troops home from Syria. You probably saw that. And I'm hoping that they continue down that line. As I mentioned earlier, I guess, do you believe Mike Waltz and his comments this morning on CBS?
I missed that comment, but I have to go back to Syria. We did regime change in Syria. The goal in Syria was completed. We knocked Assad out. And now you're saying, well, the troops are coming home. Yeah, because mission accomplished. Duh. What are you talking about?
Right. But remember, Obama and Biden wanted to leave troops there. Troops are coming home.
Well, Assad wasn't ousted at that time. So, again, same thing.
You're saying, wait a minute. You're saying we couldn't have brought troops home from Syria months ago?
But we didn't.
Right. But now we are.
Well, now the Gaza fighting is over. Now the fighting's died down. Now the Israeli
So you think that there's now peace in Gaza and this is it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I hope there's peace in Gaza because they're about to send U.S. troops in there. I would hate for U.S. troops to get killed for Israel again in the Middle East. That'd be awful.
That would be awful. And that's why you might have missed the comments because it did just happen an hour ago. But I noted that Mike Waltz is saying that he believes that Trump is just saying, you know, taking over and occupying Gaza is basically meant to pressure Arab nations. Do you think that possibly that's why he's doing this?
I think every time that I've believed Trump's doing 5D chess, I end up looking like an idiot. So I'm not going to go out on that limb. I'll say one more thing. Here's another prediction. I made that prediction last year. Here's my prediction for the year coming up. All those Palestinians are coming here. They're not going to Jordan. They're not going to Egypt. They're going to be living in your neighborhood, and they're going to be doing terrorist attacks in America. That's what's going to happen.
Well, I will pray that that is not going to happen. But you know what? You were right before, Alex. You were right before. I got to give you your credit. All right, Alex, he gets very fired up about Israel. He gets extremely fired up. There's... There's a lot of people that are like Alex, and they get very fired up about it. And I will say, this has been, there's been a lot of tension on X, formerly known as Twitter. And if you're not on X, maybe possibly you haven't seen it. But the Republican Party is very divided when it comes to Israel. And I've noted on the show that, let's see, you've got Candace Owens, you've got obviously the Tate brothers, there's Nick Fuentes, there's all these people that are saying that they absolutely hate that we're doing anything in Israel, and they hate that Israel's an ally, and they believe that Israel is trying to rule the entire world, and they hate the Jewish community. I mean, it's ongoing. It's ongoing. You quite literally have to mute certain words on X so you're not constantly seeing this argument within the Republican Party about Israel. That's what it comes down to. So Alex is very passionate, but I'm telling you right now, there are millions of people that are like Alex this morning, okay? And they're very upset about it. Again, the question of the day is, should the U.S. acquire the Gaza Strip? That is the question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate on WCBM.com. Right now, you've got 25% of you say yes, 75% of you say no. As I mentioned, I'm on the no side of things, but I know that there are a lot of people that don't feel that way, and they're really listening to President Trump and trying to figure out within their minds how something like this would work. I've got Kurt in Edgewater. Kurt, what do you say on this one?
It's probably Trump trying to negotiate something. That's the probability. But it would probably work as long as Republicans were in. But when the Democrats took over, they would totally screw the whole Middle East up and probably would start Armageddon. They're incapable of running a gas station, let alone the whole Middle East.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And Alex brings up an interesting point, our caller. Do you feel as though that they're going to try to bring some of the Palestinians here to the U.S.?
When the Democrats are around, yeah. When Trump, I doubt that. You know, they're their own worst enemy. They I don't know if Hamas forced them to take it over or what, but they're incapable of running things, and people don't realize the Gaza Strip was given to the Palestinians by Israel. That happened, I don't know, 25 years ago. I remember when it happened.
Yeah. Well, Kurt, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. Hope you have a good rest of the week.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. This is an interesting one for sure. Doug in the text line says, morning, Kim. I'll give Trump an A for thinking outside the box, but I would leave the Gaza Strip in ruins at this time. Nothing good has came out of that area for decades. A lot of people feel the same way, Doug. I've got Karen on the line in Glen Burnie. Karen, what say you?
I just think that Trump is a master negotiator, and, you know, he knows that he asked for the moon, knowing there's a threshold line that he can negotiate down to, and that's probably what's happening here. And, you know, I think that we probably should help rebuild that. I mean, you leave it as a pile of debris, and the rats will just come right back in. So,
okay, you know, so you believe we should help the rebuild? Credit.
I think ultimately he will probably negotiate that American companies who have an interest in rebuilding parts of that will probably front the money and get in there and rebuild is what's going to end up happening. But, you know, I don't think it's going to be taxpayer dollars. I don't think it's going to be Army, but somebody needs to rebuild it. Somebody needs to make sure that it's not an infestation of rats and moles.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Karen, you know what? You might be right there. Thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. All right. Well, you know, I definitely don't want to see tax dollars going to Gaza to rebuild. I don't want to see that. There's going to be a lot of Republicans. And, oh, you know what? There'll be a lot of voters in general upset if that happens. There are a lot of people that were very excited about putting just America first. The last time I checked, Israel wasn't hurting for cash. And I'm pretty sure that they could begin building the Gaza Strip if that's what they choose to do. If it was private money, as Karen pointed out, that might be something totally different. And if Mike Waltz, what he said on CBS this morning is correct, that this is really just to pressure the surrounding Arab nations, then great. Other than that, not something I want to get involved in. Again, if you want to weigh in, you can. 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. We'll continue this conversation when we get back. First, imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment, or just hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversation with old friends, or apparently Beyonce's country hit. Yes, didn't know that was country. Yes, I heard that too. It's not. But guess what? Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar. I need you to get on the phone and call Audiology Associates. You can call them at 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 44 years. They also have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. So call 410-944-3100 or go online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
By the way, has anyone noticed that Panama caved? Denmark is wants the U.S. to be part of Greenland in the sense that, oh, yeah, we want a much bigger U.S. presence. Canada, Mexico, Colombia, Venezuela, they're all caving. Anyone notice that Donald Trump killed terrorists over the weekend? Did anyone notice that hostages were released out of Venezuela this weekend? Did, you know, anyone notice that Panama pledged to end the canal deal with China and work with us, the U.S., after Secretary of State Rubio's leadership? By the way, did anyone notice on the immigration front that El Salvador agreed to accept illegal immigrant detainees from any country if they're in the U.S.?
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This great country was founded on freedom, and that was freedom from a country that forced us to buy overpriced tea and then tried blockading us when we dumped their tea into the ocean. How'd that work out for them? Well, it's time now to throw out your overpriced big wireless contract, throw it overboard. My friends at Pure Talk, my cell phone company, says no to inflated prices, and with a qualifying plan of just $45 a month, you can choose a free iPhone 14 or a free Samsung Galaxy. And yes, this is for premium service. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 25 gigs of data, mobile hotspot. You get all of it at a fraction of the price of AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. Also, they use the same 5G network. So get your free iPhone 14 or your Samsung Galaxy. You simply dial #250. You say the keyword Pure Talk and check in with Pure Talk and their U.S. customer service team and make the switch. #250, keyword Pure Talk from Pure Talk, America's wireless company.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man, high five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messelthorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Over the years, my feet, knees, and back were in pain. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports, relieving pain and keeping me active. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk. Visit goodfeet.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Jake Tapper, he says something that I friggin' can't stand. And it is that they come here to do the work that Americans won't do. Americans are not afraid to do any kind of work, no matter what it takes. The only difference is Democrats like it when little brown people come here and they can pay them substandard wages under the table. That's why they hate it.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
All right, we're talking about the Gaza Strip. I got a text message here from Doug. Asked, how is Alex Wright? We haven't done anything in Gaza yet. Yeah, Doug, so to Alex's point, he predicted that President Trump, if elected, would begin discussions about nation building in Gaza. Alex was correct in that prediction. He was. So that's what I meant. But no, we haven't done anything in Gaza, obviously. So we're going to wait and see what happens there. But I do believe, Mike Waltz, I do believe that this is to pressure Arab nations. Now, if we move forward with helping on the build out, or if we believe that we should acquire the Gaza Strip, there's going to be a lot of people not very happy about it, not just Alex, okay? We all wanted America first. We still want that. And like I said, the last time I checked, Israel, you know, wasn't hurting for cash. I must have missed that part. I'll go and check again. But, you know, if that's something that they want to do, then fine. And as a caller pointed out, you know, it was Israel that gave that strip to the Palestinians to begin with. Now, I will also say on top of that, if the Palestinians make their way here to the U.S., that's going to be an even larger issue, okay? An even larger issue. So I'm sure everybody has their eyes on this. We'll go ahead and put a pin in this conversation for now. But I do want you to go and partake in our poll. Don't forget, it's at WCBM.com. Question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should the U.S. acquire the Gaza Strip? And let me get some fresh numbers here for you guys. I do appreciate you guys partaking in this, because I know some people, you know, don't love to call. Right now, we've got 27% of you say yes, the U.S. should acquire the Gaza Strip, where 73% of you say no. And like I mentioned before, I am on the no side of things. Definitely. Well, guess what? Everybody's shocked this morning. And you know what? And then even when it comes to nation building, I'm not for nation building, but even how much would something like that even cost? I mean, have you seen some of the videos and pics coming out of Gaza? It's completely in ruins. Completely. All right. Coming up next, we got to talk about Governor Westmore. He's got his State of the State address today. What do you think he's going to say? We'll discuss.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cobb Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. According to recent polls,